You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702.
Open line.
Yeah, I just wasn't thinking there. Sorry for butchering your surname, Funeka. Funeka Montshane, who is the chief executive, of course, at Standard Bank, responsible for personal and business banking. Funeka, good morning, and thank you so much for making time for me this morning.
Good morning to you and to the listeners.
We are living through unusual times. Everyone is under enormous strain, the economy as much as our physical bodies and our minds as well from a psychological point of view, and it's all interconnected. But there's some good news in terms of a reprieve, and we'll worry about the structural consequences later. Let's get straight into the news item, and then we'll unpack the detail. What did Standard Bank announce yesterday?
So Standard Bank, yesterday we announced the fact that we are going to be talking to two specific communities, to students. Firstly, and we're saying to students, we are going to be offering a payment holiday for 3 months, and we will not be charging interest or fees on those accounts. It is not a compulsory offer. If you're a full-time student, irrespective of institution, if you can't, if you still want to continue to pay, or you can, more importantly, you should actually call us and opt out, and we've got ways of doing that. The second community, small businesses, in this case, once again, small businesses under 10 over of 20 million. And what we are saying to small businesses in this case, we will be charging interest. It will be added to the account. And then at the end of 3 months, we will then recalculate the installments. It is never a good idea not to pay one's debt. So our first port of call is to anyone, please keep on paying, because remember, interest keeps on accumulating, right? But we are saying when we are in situations like this that are totally unusual, we must remember that what we really want to do is, after we have defeated this, gone on the other side of this disease, of this pandemic, there will be life, and we need to start thinking about that. And the worst thing that can happen is to let perfectly good businesses that are experiencing temporary cash flow problems to be unable to survive. So in that case, we're saying 3 months payment holiday, and we'll then can look again after 3 months.
Absolutely. And at the risk of asking the obvious, nevertheless, articulate for me, why is Standard Bank as a social partner in helping us fight the impact economically of COVID-19 coming up with these measures? Because you yourself are a business, and this makes moral sense. But speak to me why it is that you decided this is the right thing to do.
I think that at the end, we spent since January thinking about how do we keep our own business going? How do we make sure that banking, which by all arguments is an essential service, how do we make sure that we are open? And the bottom line, it all came back to you have to make sure that the people are healthy. You have to make sure as much as long as possible, and you have to make sure that people are paid. And so we're in a situation because of our size of being able to do that. We understand that smaller businesses are not in that same position where there are reserves to be able to take you to times like this. And I have to be honest, the first port of call, as you will see in our press announcement for us, is let's put our small businesses in a position where they can continue to meet some of the cash flows. And we're all hoping and praying that some of that cash flows will at least involve part payment of their salaries over the next 3 months.
Now, there are other folks that are also under enormous pressure. I felt so bad for waiters that I've come to know at some of my favorite coffee shops. I was speaking to one owner over the weekend who said, yeah, our cash flows are down this week alone, UCBS, almost 20,000 Rand. And yet this particular mall requires me to pay my rent. I don't know what I will do. I might have to lay off my staff. So the burden is real. I've got a service provider of mine who has become an acquaintance who's under pressure to pay rent, but he is in the fitness sector. I've shared the story last week. And he can't get a reprieve on paying rent because his landlord has to pay a mortgage. So I wanted to ask you whether there's been a debate amongst your leadership at an executive level, whether in addition to the loan holiday, that you are talking about, and the small and medium businesses one. What about loans for people who, two categories of people, Mfuneka? Those who have taken out loans with you who are not students, and the second category, what about people who have homes and are struggling to be able to pay mortgage because their business, for example, in terms of their own income stream, has now been decimated?
So that's really a good question. So let me clarify that we actually have two streams or two programs. The student one, as well as small business, is different because you auto-qualify. You don't have to call us. You only call us if you don't want the offer. The other stream is our everybody else. And in that situation, we've had to think carefully about what do we do. And our view there is different people are affected in a different way. And therefore, it is not appropriate to give an omnibus offer. In those circumstances, we're saying every single client of ours, whether you're a small, you're a large business, or that you have a credit card, whether you have a personal loan or a home loan, if you cannot pay your debt this month or next month, please give us a call. We will make a plan. We can say this with confidence because a few years ago, maybe more than a few years ago, in 2010, we found ourselves with 15% of our mortgage customers, for example, who had not paid at that time their mortgage for 3 or more months. And what we did, we actually asked all those customers, it was about 40 billion rand to actually call us and let us know, and we can make arrangements. And those arrangements would be, for example, part payment, would be payment holiday, or actually, in your world, things have changed so much, let's find a way of getting into a smaller house. So in those situations, for the population that you're talking about, we're asking customers to call us as early as possible. And the more we all work together, the better off we are going to find an answer for this short, what we hope will be a short period of us are dealing with the pandemic of COVID-19. In reality, my brother, the big problem we have is that by all account, it does appear that COVID-19 has actually triggered a global recession. And so for us, what we're saying is let's survive the next few weeks, months of dealing with this pandemic, so that we can start to deal with the real work of surviving a potential recession and really getting our country and economy in a much stronger footing.
But if I can just push you a little bit on the mechanism that you are choosing, and then we'll leave it there, because the whole banking sector must come together on this particular point. We've seen in other countries, you've got an interesting mechanism with student loans where you say, you CBS, if you can pay your loan amount back every month, please call us and opt out of the holiday. But the default is a holiday that's blanket. And you are doing that because you know the behavior of a consumer. It's for similar reasons to take a weird nudging example elsewhere. You get more people becoming blood donors and organ donors if the default rule is we'll take your organ unless you opt out. So why don't you do the same with mortgage for a holiday? Why don't you say the blanket rule is there's a 3-month holiday for credit card repayments, big personal loan repayments, and for your mortgage customers? That's the blanket rule. And if you are a responsible citizen who do not have a cash crisis, call us to opt out of the holiday. Why don't you use the same mechanism as with the student loan one?
Because students and small businesses, we think that most of them by default are going to feel a serious impact. When it comes to individuals, different people have different circumstances. So in this situation, some people will continue to get salaries. Some people have savings. We don't think that's an appropriate thing to do. Because remember, you have to pay interest at the end of 3 months. And interest on interest, you understand what happens to that scenario. So what we are saying is, and let me not close the window by saying, we are going to continue to find more communities like students where we think this, for example, as you said about landlords, that maybe this pocket we must treat differently. We are just starting with small businesses and we're starting with students. But we are saying unless there is a specific mention of your industry or your specific area, please call us because we understand different people are affected differently.
Yeah, the problem is a sort of moral hazard Sometimes people are ashamed to call and say, give me a holiday, but secretly they're looking for breathing space. The problem might also be that Eusebius has got enough savings to pay for the mortgage, but that I am unkind to the person that is my tenant in one of my three properties in Joburg. And then the pressure is not with your direct client, it is actually with the person that is my tenant, and I am your client as Eusebius. But what you don't have a sighting of as Funeka is the SMS between me, your monthly loyal payer of the mortgage bond, and my tenant. So I'm saying to the tenant, near but I want to pay Funeka at the end of March, so you got to pay your rent. So the value chain is important. You might not have a relationship with my tenant, but the entire ecosystem is going to be important to keep in mind. 20 seconds.
We've seen this. My view is, based on my experience in 2010, we saw customers, when you invite them, 99% of people actually do care, and they'll pick up the phone and they'll have personalized conversation. We did it then. We can do it again.
Thanks, Funeka. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
That's Funeka Montshane.